Thanks for joining me for an Indie Beat Christmas. I'm Mae Wandinger. In this hour, I'll have treasured Christmas memories and stories shared by the wonderful artists whose songs you'll hear. From all of us, I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Joyous Kwanzaa, Festive Winter Solstice, and Memorable Festivus for the rest of us. May your new year be full of happiness, health, and beautiful music.
Hello, we are
Twin Kennedy.
Christmas time in the Kennedy family household is always filled with lots of music. We actually got our start in the music business playing in a family band. We'd perform at all the community events in our hometown of Powell River, and jamming together as a family was always a fun time. If you come to our house on Christmas Eve, you'll be invited to join in on the Christmas jam. Everyone plays an instrument or sings along. Honestly, it doesn't matter if you know the words or even if you're tone deaf. It's all about having a great time, enjoying the music, playing Christmas songs into the wee hours of the morning. This song is our Christmas Eve memories. Thanks for listening. We are
Twin Kennedy,
and this song is called Not So Silent Night.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, we're stirring up the eggnog and laying cookies out. Mama's answering the door, Daddy's stringing up guitars. Gather round this old piano, it's about to start. We're gonna dig the halls, rock around the Christmas tree up to the nighttime. But it sounds so good to me if we keep singing through the songbook. We'll never get to sleep. Then Santa Claus won't come to town, but I won't pout and I won't cry. Cause all I want for Christmas is a not so silent night. We break out the jingle bells, fiddle the bassoon. Know the neighbors, they don't mind the noise, cause they're here singing too. Let it snow, since we got no place to go. Let the fire keep on burning, and let the good times roll. Deck the halls, rock around the Christmas tree up to the nighttime. But it sounds so good to me if we keep singing through the songbook.
Hey, this is Andrew Allen. You know, when I think back on Christmas memories, one of the biggest things that stands out is when we would have people come and visit us. And I remember one year, my family deciding that we would go and pick up my aunt and uncle from the airport, and that we would bring this big ornate sign and try to embarrass them as they got off the plane. However, my aunt and uncle had a different idea, and when they came off the plane, they were both dressed as elves. And so we had a big sign telling the entire world who we were there to pick up, thinking that might embarrass them. But in fact, they got off the airplane and embarrassed us.
Something happens right around Christmas time. Days gone by, dressing up the tree and getting cozied up like families do. But thinking of these times reminds us of the ones that left too soon. But if we play their favorite Christmas song, maybe they'll hear and sing along. And if we string the lights up and turn them on, it'll feel like they are here instead of feeling like they're gone. So let's play their favorite Christmas song. By the fireplace, the one that's missing, it can't be replaced. Stoking up the fire and hearing carols as they sing outside. You wanna keep the door closed, there's something about a silent night. But if we play their favorite Christmas song, maybe they'll hear and sing along. And if we string the lights up and turn them on, it'll feel like they are here instead of feeling like they're gone. So let's play their favorite. Christmas song, maybe they'll hear and sing along. And if we string the lights up and turn them on, it'll feel like they are here instead of feeling like they're gone. So let's play their favorite Christmas song.
Hi there, my name's Dan from Tiger Moon.
And I'm Casey from Tiger Moon.
Christmas at home, I grew up in Ottawa, Ontario, just outside of Ottawa. And Christmas was always a special time for us five brothers and two sisters. And growing up, it was really special to have all my family in the house. And we would be cooped up in the house together for the whole of the holidays. My eldest siblings would come home from university, and my younger siblings would be all off of high school or elementary school, and me and my little brother Andrew were the youngest, so we would raise heck all over our house for those 2 week periods, and it was always so special to have our whole family home during the holidays and helping to decorate the tree. And our tree was always special because it was kind of, well, it was always crooked for one, and it was decorated with art from the whole history of my siblings' school existence. So to this very day, my mom insists on there's no new decorations unless they're done by the grandkids. And it's everything from my oldest brother's little star that he made out of a walnut. It's like a star turtle, and he made it in 1981 to little Christmas bells that me and my little brother made in 1992-93. So it's always funny looking at the tree and coming back every year and watching the tree, because the tree grows in art projects, but some of these art projects are god-awful. It makes for an absolutely beautiful Christmas tree.
My favorite holiday memory is when I was a teenager and my dad decided one day that he was going to hook a trailer up to his quad and he was going to cover it in hay, and he put blankets on it, and my sisters and my mom and I and my cousins all got on the trailer and we were going to go sing Christmas carols up and down the road. And it was a good idea because we got to spend time together. But we also lived on acreage outside of town, so there was probably only four houses. So we ended up singing Christmas carols to the cows up and down the road.
Thank you for letting us share our holiday memories with you folks. We hope you all have a wonderful, happy holidays this year.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I got to go. Sitting has been
home that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands and just like
my mother will start.
Beautiful, what's your name?
Father will be peaceful.
Listen to that fireplace song.
Really, I'd best do.
Beautiful, please don't hurt.
Maybe just to have a dream.
Put some records on while
all
I
all the neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
See what's in this dream. I wish I knew how.
That's my song right there.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your beard looks so.
I hardly say no, no, no.
Mind if I'm moving on.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my back?
I really can't stay.
Get over that hole and
nobody's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, this welcome is